This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Co-ops in Philosophy and Practice. When we hit Madison, we had to provision ourselves for the week for our five-person crew, preparing for the battle with a million pieces of paper that represent the Acorn Archives within the Social Action Collection at the Wisconsin Historical Society. We searched for the location of the local food cooperative, the Willie Street Co-op, Willie for Williamson, the street where the main store is located. Compared to our local co-op in New Orleans, this operation was prime time. There were multiple stores, there was prepared food, they served coffee, and had an espresso machine. This was a full-service operation. We were impressed. Earlier in the day, we stopped at a similar store in Milwaukee. Mi Compañera is on the board of our local cooperative, so she got a chance there to visit with the manager of that operation, the River West Co-op, which was more to our hometown scale. They had a small cafe next door to the food shelves. The manager said that for years the cafe had carried the co-op, but more recently it was the other way around since they were no longer the new thing in town for vegetarian fare. They had tables outside. It was a nice, cozy operation. While checking out the Willie Co-op, the cashier told us that their annual meeting was coming up at the end of the week with a huge celebration in a nearby park as part of the multi-day Fête Marquette. We bought tickets for the dinner and the opportunity to be observers of the annual meeting. When we showed up, there were lines at the food tables that stretched 100 yards in length, it seemed. We asked where the annual meeting was being held and were directed to a large yellow tent where people were sitting at tables, eating and listening. A speaker from the Community Shares operation that was associated with the co-op got applause, citing the $3 million in donations they'd made during their history. Members of the board reported on the successful payment of member bonds that were supported the expansion of the store. The numbers were significant for their operations, and they were doing well, it seemed, from the report of the board member who handled finances. The nominations for the board were open, and differently than the New Orleans co-op, the members were actually allowed to vote on the board, which is one of the seven fundamental principles of cooperatives. Interestingly, they reported there had not been an uncontested election since 1973. Three candidates for board seats gave brief remarks in favor of their candidacies. We couldn't hear clearly from where we were, but the elections were likely through mail ballot for members only. There were questions and responses by various board members. The questions were interesting. Someone wanted to know if there were plans for a fourth store and whether it would be located in Madison, but the board member said there were no plans for expansion currently. There were questions about recycling and suggestions from members on other topics. The business meeting was short. The fair and festivities were sponsored by the Willie Co-op, so the fun was the carrot and the meeting might have been the stick, but we were glad we came. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.